My brother and sister-in-law are in the process of moving into a new home. Their family is getting bigger, so they're going to need more space, and they're buying this new home. And it's fun as family when we get together. A lot of the conversation centers upon my brother and sister-in-law's hopes and dreams for the new house, about what they're going to do with the extra bedroom and the game room that's not a feature of their current house. And so they talk a lot about what we're going to do and how family gatherings are going to look different and what kind of furniture they're going to need for the new home, because they're so excited about this new journey in the life of their family. And any of you that have recently or at any point moved into a new home, you know how much time and effort and energy you talk about when it comes into this investment of a new home. But I was thinking about our eternal home and how little we talk about that. We talk a lot in family right now about my brother and sister-in-law's new home. But do we, as people of God, do we talk about our final destination? Do we talk about what heaven is going to look like? Because certainly in the last 4 weeks, our second reading from the readings have been from the book of Revelation. The entire discourse of John talks about his vision of the new Jerusalem, of what heaven is going to look like. And we heard today about the heavenly banquet being this beautiful, beautiful city, the 12 gates and three on each side, and on top of the gates the angels sit, and the names of the apostles and the tribes of Israel are described on this building. And so we've heard a lot about what heaven looks like. But do we think about what we're going to see when God calls us home? Do we spend as much time as maybe we should thinking about how awesome and beautiful and amazing heaven is going to be? A beautiful gift of being Catholic is that when we celebrate the sacred mysteries, we get a little glimpse of the heavenly banquet. When we come to church, when we come to Mass, we experience the joy of the eternal life, the joys of heaven. I love coming here to celebrate Mass at St. Michael's because it is a beautiful place of worship, where it doesn't take a lot of imagination to wonder where the transcendence of God is, because there's no doubt that when we come here to pray, His presence is with us. When we come to Mass, we also experience the joy and the peace that our Lord wants to give us. And it's a beauty. It's the beauty of the heavenly banquet and a little snapshot we get when we come together to pray. And so I would ask you and encourage you, if you haven't done so recently, talk to your family and your friends and those you love about your image of heaven. What do you think it's going to look like? What do you think you're going to see? But certainly we've heard from the book of Revelation about those wonderful gifts and that vision that John shares with us of what he sees in the eternal kingdom. And so I think it's good, it's worthwhile for us to spend some time in prayer asking God what we think we might see in the everlasting kingdom. The whole reason Jesus conquered sin and death for us, the whole reason that he endured the pain and suffering and rose from the dead, was so that he could defeat sin and death, to give us the promise of everlasting life. And so it's not a bad idea to think about what heaven's going to be like. What are we going to see? What are we going to encounter when we get to that promised land, to our final destination, that home that the Lord is preparing for us? A few years ago, my grandfather was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And as his grandson, he asked me to preside at his funeral. And so in his preparation of his final days, I met with him several times about his funeral liturgy. What did he want me to say during the homily? What readings did he want proclaimed on the day we were bringing him to the Lord? And one of the things we talked about in those last days, my grandfather, was the vision of heaven, of what he thought he was going to see. One of the readings that he picked out was from the book of Revelation about that heavenly banquet. And my grandfather was fascinated, and his imagination was running. What's it going to be like? What's heaven going to look like? He knew he wasn't going to be on earth very much longer, but he was asking, what's it going to look like when I see God? And my grandfather was less intrigued by what he would see than by who he was going to see. He was interested in being able to catch up with his family that had gone before him, the friends that he knew that died in the war, that he worked with, that had passed on before him, what it was going to be like to catch up with them. And that's another beautiful thing that we can reflect on as we think about what heaven's going to be like. Who is it that we're going to see? Who else is going to be there with us? And once again, the beauty of our Catholic faith is that when we celebrate the Eucharist, heaven and earth are joined together, and our loved ones, They come and pray with us. They join with us as we sing the glory to God. They join with us as we proclaim with the angels and saints the holy, holy, holy. Our brothers and sisters, our family members, our loved ones that have gone before us are with us as we break open the word, as we receive the Eucharist. They're here with the angels and the saints praising with us. And it is a beautiful gift that we have to be able to have this little snapshot, this little glimpse of the heavenly banquet. And hopefully our hearts burn for that desire to be with God. Hopefully our hearts are desiring to be able to spend eternity with our God in that beautiful place, the city of God, the new and eternal Jerusalem. We ask the Lord to set our hearts on fire, to not be afraid of what that life is going to look like. And we ask Him to help us to be able to imagine what we might see when God calls us home. What is heaven going to look like? So for your homework assignment, I would ask you to talk to your family. Talk to your friends. What's your image of heaven? What's it going to look like to you? What might you see? Because our hearts should be burning with the peace and the joy that the Lord gives us. Our hearts should be burning for the desire of joining God in the eternal banquet, to be able to spend eternity with God in the heavenly kingdom. My name is Father TJ. I work for the diocese. I'm here in part because I need your help. I need you to help me in praying for vocations to the priesthood and to the consecrated life. And my job is I get to go around and I travel and I talk to a lot of people. And I would ask you, please, and join me in praying for young people to answer the call to serve the Lord. We need priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns to carry on the message of the gospel. We need men and women to be able to stand forth in this world to tell people how awesome and amazing heaven is. I love being a priest. I love being able to help and to serve in the ways that I do. And I would ask you, please, in joining me in praying that young people will answer the call if God calls them to serve as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. If you know anyone you think that would be a fine priest or nun, please tell them. Encourage them to give their hearts to the Lord, because we need young people to continue the message of the gospel, to continue to proclaiming God's goodness to the world. And so I thank you in praying for vocations. I thank you for supporting and encourage the young people that you know to be open to serving God in that way. It is a beautiful life, and it's something that we need. We need, as Catholics, to continue to have people to instruct us, to bring us the sacraments, to continue to help us on the way of faith. And as we continue today, we ask the Lord to give us a little glimpse of that heavenly banquet, to set our hearts on fire for that place where God calls us to, our final homeland, our final destination. And may the peace and the joy of the love fill our hearts so that we may know how much He loves us. And may His love inspire us to be the very best sons and daughters that we can.